The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprout leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all of these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. An interesting combination of readings, beginning with the reading from the book of Daniel. Pretty unusual in the Old Testament to find some clear reference. This is one of the few. To the resurrection and the hope of life after death. And then we move to the second reading, the letter to the Hebrews, and a reminder that while many sacrifices are offered, there is one sacrifice that completed all for us, and that is the sacrifice of Jesus, because it takes away our sins. But how important it is for us to claim that grace in our lives. If we don't claim that grace, what is the purpose? Claiming that grace for ourselves, that he has forgiven all. And there are many little pieces then in the gospel, the introduction, the tribulations, the end times. Probably Mark was writing most realistically, not about this time, but about that time. The disciples had experienced a lot of persecution, dragged before governors, and questioned and ridiculed about their proclamation in the faith. And that would have influenced Mark a great deal, I think, in his writing of the gospel. But as Jesus said, many people become pretty obsessed with that. When is the end coming? How will we know? And all of the myriad questions related. He said, hey, don't worry about those. He said, I'd like you to be attentive to one thing in particular, and he places it in the heart of the gospel. He said, be attentive to the signs. He said, number one, heaven and earth will pass away. All these things that you see and that you know and that you understand, they will all pass away. But my word will not pass away. That's a great truth to claim that. Wonder if we could claim that. My word will not pass away. It will always be valuable. During the course of our lives, we hear a whole lot of words. We speak a lot of words, some more than others, right? And much of the words that are spoken may not have a great deal of meaning, power, value. And quite often, when we talk about another and not about ourselves, generally is not much to hold on to. Though we may forget many of the words that we've heard throughout the course of our lives, fortunately, some of them we do not ever forget. There are times and occasions, instances, when words have been spoken to us that have a profound impact. They stay in our memory, stay with us all of our lives. What are some of those words that you've had spoken to you during the course of your life in family systems, in school, in church, that you remember? You remember that occasion when I was 7 years of age. I remember that incident with the sister or with the church or with my mother or my father. It's amazing how words are really powerful. Words can be wonderfully enriching, or they can be really heartbreaking as well. We would probably remember some of those to our dying day, and some of these words hurt us. Some of them encourage and enlighten us. Some of them remain to haunt us and keep us worried regularly. Other words comfort us, and they remain with us all of our lives. Words can be hurtful. They can inflict deep and lasting wounds. However, some words in and of themselves are very healing, very enriching, and very encouraging. It's not so much the words sometimes that are said, but the manner in which it is said that hurts people most. A woman recalls from her upbringing saying, "When we were young, mother sometimes said very hurtful things to us, mean-spirited, critical, accusatory things, and she would never apologize for them. When we were all grown up and we were raised up, the matter came up years later, and she excused herself by saying, 'But I never meant them.' And obviously it leaves you asking the question, then why did you say them? What was the purpose?" Words can also inspire and be very encouraging. A friend of mine said that in going through all of the theology lectures, they heard a lot of things, a lot of information, a lot of data, and said, "Most of these I will forget in time. In fact, I have already forgotten most of them." But he said there was one thing that really stood out from one of the professors in seminary. Talking about the scriptures one day, he said, "One of the important pieces in the scriptures is to remember. Love keeps a low profile." He said, "Those words stuck with me. I've never forgotten them. I think they are intensely powerful. They stay in my heart, and I try to remember them and live that reality. Love keeps a low profile." How interesting, because that is the truth from the gospel these past few weeks. We had the story of James and John. They were looking for a place at his right and left in the kingdom. And Jesus said, "Guys, you're worrying about the wrong thing. Trust me, just be loving. Places in the kingdom, they'll be taken care of." And then last week, we had Jesus with the disciples having a discussion about a variety of things. And then he said, "Come on over here and I'll show you what I'm talking about." And he sat by the treasury and he watched people putting in their contributions. Many people put in some significant amounts, and then this widow came and put in just a few small coins. He said, "Now, that woman gets it. Because it's a heart journey. It's not an outward expression of what we are doing or what we can do. Love keeps a low profile." It's what the disciples were learning from Jesus. Love keeps a low profile. Doesn't look for credit for themselves or attention, or doesn't look for anything in return. Simply knows that they are loved. Remember the great commandment we had 2 weeks ago, love God, neighbor, and self. That summarizes all of the law and the prophets. Love keeps a low profile. Words are very important and they're very powerful. Once uttered, they take on a life of their own. And ironically, they can't be taken back. How many of you have said one time or another, I know I have, wish I hadn't said that. But you can't take it back. Yes, you can apologize and do a variety of things, but we don't take them back. And quite often, as they say, the mouth gets in gear before the brain processes the importance of the material. The words can bring a blessing or a curse. They can bring healing or wounds. They can bring life or death. But words can continue to harm us or help us for many years after they are spoken. And so being careful in our choices of words. Jesus could stand profoundly on that gospel proclamation. Everything will pass away, but my word will not. How important is that for his followers? When we are very angry, it's better sometimes just to remain silent. Words spoken in anger can cause very significant and deep hurts and oftentimes block the real potential for reconciliation. How often I hear things like, well, at my father's funeral, my mother's funeral, said this or said that, and there's no openness to reconciliation because of the depth of that hurt. It can bring a blessing. It can bring a great value to people, the words that we speak, but it can also be very destructive. Oftentimes, but especially when one is angry, it is best to remain silent, perhaps, or at least being very careful in the words that we choose to speak, allowing the opportunity for healing. As one person put it, sometimes loving others means keeping quiet and letting them be. But how difficult a task is, because we put a lot of weight in what we have to say. Jesus had a great reason in the gospel for putting a lot of weight. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. The words of Jesus remain with us daily throughout the gospel and throughout our lives. They comfort us, guide us, help us, challenge us. They can so easily turn our values upside down. The things that we thought were really important, we find in his word, they're of very little importance. Once heard, the word of Jesus is never forgotten. We all know it. Quite often, the great difficulty is making application of that. We can be very adept at applying it to others and saying, you know, Jesus wouldn't do that, and you know what Jesus says, and how easily we can do that. But the key piece Jesus is inviting us to look at is, how do I apply it to myself, not anybody else? My word will not pass away.